Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of getting a definition of a word on your iOS device, whether that be your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, using VoiceOver. And in this particular instance, I'll be using my iPhone 5 with the iBooks app to get a definition of a word. This function also works in other apps on the iOS device. I've actually tried the same function in Safari, Mail, Notes, and other apps as well. So let me first of all say that I've got my iPhone 5 turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at one of the home screens that contains, in this case, the iBooks application. I should also say that I've currently got my hints turned off. And just as a reminder for the basic gestures for VoiceOver, you can drag your finger around the screen to find items under your finger, or you can do a one finger flick left and right to move to the previous and next item on the screen, followed by, of course, the one finger double tap to open an app or activate a control. So let me touch the screen and see if we can find iBooks.
iBooks.
And there it is. One finger double tap to open up iBooks.
iBooks. Library. Button.
And for this demonstration, I've previously opened up a book, which is The Hobbit. Let me touch the middle of the screen to put the focus on the text.
Did not know whether it was just a pool in the path or okay. The edge.
And let me do a two-finger rotate around to words.
Characters. Yep. Words.
And there's words. So I'm going to do one finger flick down and we'll get to a word to get a definition of. So one finger flick down to move forward word by word.
Did not know whether it was just a pool.
Okay, let's get a definition of the word pool, P-O-O-L. And what I'm going to do now is a two-finger open pinch. So rather than closing my fingers together to do a closed pinch, I'm doing a open pinch. So starting from my two fingers together on the screen and pulling them apart to highlight the word that I'm currently sitting on. So I'll do that now.
Pool. Selected.
Okay, that's selected. So now I'm going to do a two-finger rotate again using the rotor around to edit.
Speech rate. Volume. Punctuation. Hints. Headings. Edit.
Okay, and one finger flick down.
Note. Search. Define.
And there's the define option and one finger double tap to get the definition of the word pool, P-O-O-L.
Dictionary.
And let's do a two-finger swipe down to read the definition of the word.
Dictionary. Done. Button. Pool, one vertical line. Pool, vertical line. Noun, a small area of still water, typically one formed naturally. Bullet, a small, shallow patch of liquid lying on a surface. A pool of blood, vertical line. Figurative, the lamps cast pools of light on the wet streets. Bullet, a swimming pool. Bullet, a deep place in a river. Verb, no obj, of water or another liquid. Form, a pool on the ground or another surface. The oil pooled behind the key walls, escaping slowly into the river. Bullet, of blood, accumulate in parts of the venous system. Origin, Old English PL, related to Dutch pole and German fol. Pool, two vertical line. Pool, vertical line. Noun, one, a supplier's vehicles or goods available for use when needed. The oldest vehicle in the motor pool.
Okay, just do a bullet, a group of people available. To stop the definition talking, and I'm going to touch the top right hand side of the screen below the status line.
Done. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Library. Button.
Okay, and I'm back to the actual book. Let me close the iBooks application by pressing the home button.
iBooks.
So basically, to get a definition of a word, and if you want to navigate to it, you do a two-finger rotate around two words. And by the way, the two-finger rotate, just as a reminder, is if you put your fingers at a clock face on 9 and 3 on the screen, and then rotate them on the screen, say your left finger goes to 10 and your right finger goes to 4, every time you rotate that direction, which will be clockwise, you're moving clockwise through the rotor every time you do that gesture. So you rotate round to words, then you do a one finger flick down, which is the rotor option, in this case to move forward word by word, get to the word you want, you do the two finger open pinch, so two fingers coming apart rather than closing. That will then highlight the word. You'll actually hear VoiceOver say selected. Two finger rotate round to edit, one finger flick down to define, one finger double tap on define, and then you can do a two finger flick down to read the definition of the word. And of course you could also use your VoiceOver gestures, one finger flick left to right to move up and down the screen item by item, reading the text that way as well. And then if you touch on the top right hand side of the screen, double tap on the done button, you're back in this case to the iBooks application that I did the demo in. So that concludes this brief demo of getting a definition of a word on your iOS device. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.